3. Castle Merwin, City of Cerebor, Barony of Larchros, Princedom of Coruscant. Damn, it's cold enough to freeze the balls off a mountain slash lizard, Solomon Tregear, the Earl of Stormkeep, thought, as he climbed down from the saddle at last. October was summer, not winter, in Coruscant, but no one could have proved it by the cold, icy rain pounding the streets and roofs of Cerebor. The same icy mountain rain which had pounded him and his companions for the entire day just past. It wasn't as if Stormkeep was unfamiliar with the local weather. His own earldom lay just to the northeast of Larchros, and he'd been a fairly frequent visitor here over the years. More than that, the jagged Marthak Mountains formed the border between Larchros and the earldom of Craggy Hill. Despite the fact that the equator passed directly across the northern Marthaks, there was snow on their highest peaks almost year-round, and the Barkor Mountains, in whose foothills Cerebor nestled, were even taller. "It's not really cold enough to freeze anyone, I guess," he admitted grudgingly, reaching back to massage his posterior as the rest of their sizable party of servants, retainers, and guards dismounted around him. "It sure as hell feels that way, though." "Welcome to Castle Merwin, my lord," a voice said, and Stormkeep turned to the speaker. Rajir Merwin, Baron Larchros, was just as wet and looked almost as miserable as Stormkeep felt, but he still managed a smile. "If you're not too thoroughly frozen, I expect there's a fire and hot chocolate, or maybe even something a bit stronger waiting for us." "Now that, Rajir, sounds like the best idea I've heard all day," Stormkeep said, with a smile of his own. "Then let's go find both of them," Larchros invited, and waved for Stormkeep to accompany him as efficient grooms led their mounts away. The Earl nodded, and the two of them headed out of the brick-paved stable yard, across the castle's main courtyard, and up the steps to the massive, old-fashioned central keep. Castle Merwin was well over 3 centuries old, and despite the enlarged, many-paned windows, which had replaced most of the keep's upper firing slits, the old fortress looked its age. Personally, Stormkeep preferred his own much newer residence in the city of Talitha, looking out over the sparkling blue waters of Talith Bay. He certainly preferred the scenery, at any rate. However picturesque they might be, Cerebor's narrow, twisting streets were a far cry from Talitha's broad, straight avenues. But that was because Cerebor was perched atop a hill, which would probably have been called a mountain anywhere except in the Barkors. The last mile or so to the city's gate had been a steady uphill slog, which had been pure, undistilled misery for their horses, and the castle itself crowned the solid plug of granite Cerebor had been built around so long ago. Still, Stormkeep thought, whoever picked this as the place to build a castle knew what he was doing. Just getting at it would be an unmitigated pain in the arse, and actually storming the place would be a hell of a lot worse than that. That wasn't a consideration he would have spent a great deal of time on, as little as 3 months ago. At the moment, though, it loomed large in his thinking. They reached the top of the steps and entered the keep's main hall. Lady Larchros was waiting for them, smiling in welcome, and Stormkeep was delighted to see that she was indeed holding a steaming cup of hot chocolate in each hand. "Welcome home," Rayshenda Merwin said, smiling at her husband, then switched her attention to Stormkeep. "And twice welcome for the visitor, my lord. The watch warned me you were coming, and given the weather, I was sure both of you would appreciate this." She extended the steaming cups, and Stormkeep smiled broadly as he cupped both chilled hands around the welcome warmth. "You are a hostess among hostesses, Lady Rayshenda," he said, then raised the cup and sipped appreciatively. The warmth seemed to flow through him, and he sighed in bliss. "Langhorne will reward you in heaven," he assured her. "Perhaps so, my lord." Her voice and expression had both turned sober. "It's to be hoped that it will be for more than a simple cup of chocolate, though." "May it be so indeed," he murmured, meeting her eyes levelly. Apparently, she was even deeper into her husband's confidence than Stormkeep had anticipated. "Well, you've known for years that he dotes on her," he reminded himself, "and woman or not, she's one of the smarter people you know, for that matter. Even if he hadn't told her a word, she'd have guessed what's toward soon enough." "In the meantime, though," she continued, "I've had hot baths drawn for both of you. Mera," she nodded to one of the serving women hovering in the background, "we'll show you to your room, my lord. I imagine there's a fair chance your baggage is at least a little damp, given the weather. But you and Rajir are much the same size, I believe, and I've had a selection of his garments laid out for you. I'll have your valet sent up to join you as soon as he comes in from the stables. For now, please, go soak the chill out of your bones."